So the Feast of Epiphany in some countries throughout the world is sometimes celebrated to a larger degree than even Christmas is. But this feast isn't just about the appearance of the wise men. I think it has a deeper meaning. And as we have heard fathers mention this before, this feast, Epiphany, the baptism, and the wedding at Cana are all linked together in some way. Each of these celebrations includes a manifestation of the divinity on earth. The point is to display God's desire to unfold his love for all of us and show the truth of who God really is, God's identity. So the first reading that we heard from the book of the prophet Isaiah foresees a day when divine light shall shine over all of God's people, not just the Israelites, but will include all the distant nations and all cultures, all Gentiles, from which you and I derive. And this is a light that unites, because the world lives in a certain type of darkness. The light guides all people who will be drawn to its beauty. And I can't help but think back to Christmas Eve when I was here at the 4 o'clock Mass, when we had such a large gathering in this space of almost 1,000 people were here from all walks of life, from different nationalities, and from all kinds of places. When one is gathered like that in that type of crowd, the image of all nations being gathered comes to a reality. If you've ever seen St. Peter's Square, or if you've ever been there, that is also made very real. Tens of thousands of people gathered together in that space. Why? Because they want to express their joy in faith. The light of the nations, Jesus Christ, has brought them together. And it would have been hard to imagine that in Isaiah's time when he wrote, because Israel was just a simple, tiny kingdom of no consequence. They'd been conquered by foreign powers. So surely the revelation given to the prophet was of divine origin. Another question to ask ourselves on a day like today is, who are the Magi? Well, they would have been considered the scholars of their day, as they employed the knowledge and wisdom of their time. They weren't just royal people who were kings. They were actually very knowledgeable, very learned. They come from the eastern nations as they long to see something they don't quite fully understand or know what they're going to find. They gather as a symbol of all nations, a people of God, the church. They come in search for something more than what this life can offer. And of course, the scriptures don't spell out the exact number of the wise men, so we've implied three of them because of the gifts that they offer. And each of those gifts symbolically speak to who Jesus really is. Gold, as his identity as king. Incense, as the priest who will offer. And then myrrh, as the figure who was willing to lay down his life for all people. And the gifts, they have some reference in the Old Testament, but a clue in a book that we don't hear from very often, the Song of Songs, speaks rather loudly. That book is about a love, a marital love, that God desires for each one of us. He longs for his people. And these gifts, offered in humility, but more importantly, the gifts are given in love, just as in a real marriage. A marriage where spouses give themselves in love to one another. So The gifts speak of the marriage of humanity and divinity. God is made man so that you and I might become divine. And it is this light, this truth, that brightens the darkness of human sin and its consequences. The Magi are speaking a mystery that should give us a clue to the identity of the seemingly helpless child in a feeding trough in a manger. For God so loved us that he gave us his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. This is the manifestation of God in a powerful and profound way. It says that we, as humanity, thought we were seeking God out. But the real truth is that God was seeking us out. And one final thing that I think is worth carrying with us today is the Magi expressing true wisdom in recognizing our own human limits. In some way, those wise men saw in the child Jesus a gift of God to us, a sign of the love of God for all of humanity, because love is the ultimate wisdom. They bow before something greater than themselves, a love which is meek and unthreatening as a baby in his mom's lap. The Magi are scholars, learned people who bow their own intellect, their own knowledge, before the reality of love and humility. And you and I, this is our gift before the identity of who God really is, our love and our humility.